Well, the midterm elections are less than 100 days from now, and there are plenty of Americans who aren't registered. Michaela Lafrac from member station WAMU looks at a move to get young voters signed up.
A few months ago, Olivia McCarron and Daniel Galillo spent a day protesting outside the U.S. Capitol.
Save our children! Save our children!
They were with hundreds of other high schoolers demanding federal action on gun violence, and they had a national audience. Recently, I caught up with them at McCarron's home in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to see you, too.
Thanks for having me over.
Yeah, no worries.
They both just graduated from high school, and they'd already dived headfirst into their big summer project.
Voter registration and finding candidates to support.
I will definitely be voting. And for my friends who can vote, I will definitely be putting pressure on them to vote as well.
They're doing what Galillo calls the behind-the-scenes work of keeping the youth movement alive through the midterm elections.
Why would I do anything else?
Yeah, I'm sensing you're not the kid that's going to be, like, laying at the pool.
Very little. Yeah.
That's because Galillo and his peers are busy registering young voters. More than 14,000 18 to 24-year-olds registered in Maryland in May. That's double the number from May 2014, the year of the last midterms. In neighboring Virginia, close to 9,000 young voters registered in May, compared with 6,500 4 years ago.
They're organizing at the state and local level.
Leslie Crutchfield is an expert on social movements at Georgetown University's Business School.
And that's actually where change happens in this country. And if you look at all the successful movements since the 80s, they did not start at the federal level.
Crutchfield says that local focus is what could make these teens' efforts a success. President Trump also seems to be a motivating force. At least he's someone to motivate against.
The Trump effect is real. And in my view, having that anvil to forge your movement against matters.
According to a Pew Research survey, young people are skewing more liberal and Democratic. Plus, the poll found that only 27% of millennials approve of Trump's job performance, compared to 44% of boomers. Nearby, at a D.C. church, teenage activists with slightly different interests were pushing for change in their own way. This is the Washington Performing Arts Children of the Gospel Choir. The group was preparing for a special performance they'd put together themselves called Stay Woke, Still Woke, with songs about Black culture and social justice. Two teenage members, Tori Stanley and Stephanie Crawford of Bowie, Maryland, told me what they're up to.
This program is kind of a reflection of Black Lives Matter, Me Too, and March for Our Lives. All this, you know, started in this kind of time.
It's really to make a statement that we're watching. We watch what adults do, we watch how they act, and we know the only way things can change, it has to start with a generation.
But just like McCarron and Galillo, the young women's focus is ultimately on local ballot boxes. Crawford even put together a website for newly registered teen voters. She rattles off questions she hopes she'll be able to answer for them.
What is a primary election? Should I be a Democrat or Republican? Well, that's your choice. Well, you know, what is a general election? What local elections are important that I should know? Just all things that when I registered to vote, I didn't really know.
The next question is, will they choose candidates who take measurable action on issues like gun control or police brutality? And will these teens actually show up to vote in November? They just might. According to Pew, millennial registered voters report looking forward to the midterms at a higher rate than in 2014 or 2010. Daniel Galillo, the teen from Rockville, Maryland, says he's in this fight for the long haul. He's even decided to stay in Washington for college.
There's no better place for activism than the capital of this nation, so I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, and I don't think a lot of the people that have been involved in this past school year are going anywhere anytime soon either.
Galillo ultimately wants to become a politician himself. If he makes it, that might be the ultimate Trump effect. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela Lafrac.